Hello, hello, hello. Maybe a bit too low.
Make again once more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, like this. Is, I think it's good. Middle.
Perfect.
Split? Just get rid of the tray and keep this. So I start with questions.
Like yesterday in the film, we saw questions and answers.
I remember I heard this record from you, from Mick Music. Must have been around 2003 or 4. I still don't remember from when this was. It was quite...
2000.
And at this period, you were not... You were using gramophone, no? And B-box.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did you come with the idea?
I can't remember exactly. But I remember Wojtek was my teacher. Assistant of my teacher, and the exercise was before and after. And students make pictures, for example, sofa before, sofa is like quiet, okay, and after sofa is little bit someone's hitting this place and very beautiful, like this, for example.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have such a beautiful, simple idea. And I don't remember why I was excited about music in that time.
And so for the exercise you made the...
And I said, why not to, for example, say before is before I do a record and after I do.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, let's try it. And I did. So before was before I did it and after I did.
Very nice. This is how the idea came up. And then you found old gramophone and made the B-box.
I found some old book about acoustic, Polish acoustic book, and it was saying about old manufacturing of vinyl records, and I did the same way.
So, kind of reversing the process. And was it like a gramophone where you had to move?
Because it was powerful enough to record. I didn't have Technics or Vestax.
Yeah. And then this was like when you recorded after you play back on the gramophone again. And the recording was made with the microphone on the tube of the gramophone, or.
There was a few experiments in this release. Some of them was pure acoustic record, like screaming into tube directly and directly into gramophone with tube.
Yeah.
You scream and you put the on a blank, plexi for example, and it records. You scream. Ah, wah, wah.
Yeah. And then other experiment were
other was with cutter I invented.
The one you still use, the loudspeaker.
No.
No, it was a
that one. I think I lost. I left in your studio. No.
Yeah, that one you were already using on the old recording.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's in my studio. It's the one with wood. Loudspeaker.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I keep it. And Kurbel. You made Kurbel for Vorschub. And only you remember we blew the loudspeaker in my studio. You remember?
We blew.
Yeah. We have to replace when you come to Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was semper always happening.
Yeah.
Now I did from computer loudspeaker with the original amplifier.
Yeah, so it's less more stable. Yeah, it's maybe, you know, this happens because maybe you use one small loudspeaker, but then use a strong amp for hi-fi. Sometimes too strong, maybe, you know, when you make too loud, like. But I remember when it broke, and when we made the session in Berlin, it broke because also feedback. We had feedback. You remember the needle going ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, like zigzag. And I can show. I still also. I think it was too much for this speaker. Okay, so this cutting machine you gave me in Berlin in the studio, or you left in the studio. Is from the. This was already used for the original CD with Mick Music. So, but at this period you were still using B-Wox.
B-Wox on glass.
And glass, yeah.
And it was very breakable. Lot of plates. kill.
Because of the glass. The glass, it's really possible to engrave on the surface of the glass with the nail.
With wax.
You put the wax on top, like a cover. So it's a bit like also like the idea of the aluminium.
Aluminium is perfect.
Yeah.
It's small, it's not heavy, and
doesn't break. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I remember now that you say in Stralsund you had two glass, like broken in a half, glass record. But I didn't understand how you could engrave. But it's you make a layer of wax.
And of shellac, for example, lacquer, lot of material.
So you used old shellac and it works.
Yes. Other sound.
More
different, more dry. And wax is up.
Okay. Interesting. So the material really sounds different.
The plastic fantastic have the same his own sound.
Yeah. Ah, Okay, so every material
mm-hmm.
has a different,
mm-hmm.
different sound.
Kind of.
Yeah. Ah, this is okay. So this could be interesting to keep on researching on different material and the sound. How, because this struck me so much when I heard the recording the first time. Like all this universe of surface sound, like an ocean, you know. Like the sound from, and then so there was this, and then the period, like you at this period, it was just for the release, and then you started also make the performance with this live recording
mm-hmm.
idea. When was the first record? You remember when you did the first performance?
In Ovud.
Was the place called again?
Inowud. Small town in the center of Poland,
mm-hmm.
close to Łódź.
Mm-hmm. There was a small festival, or
mm-hmm.
maybe I saw photos.
2001.
Uh-huh. Maybe I saw photos. There, I think there's something on the internet. I saw old photo. It was a Mic Music event, or it was?
No, not only.
Uh-huh.
From a lot of. 2 days or 3 days even.
Yeah. And then Wojtek liked so much the result, he said we have to release on
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can yeah. And so yeah, then you start to perform, like I mean several probably like when did we meet in Stralsund? It was around 2005, I think,
mm-hmm.
no?
Mm-hmm.
So then this was the first time in Stralsund you made the chocolate record, no?
Mm-hmm.
With the fridge,
mm-hmm.
where you brought the fridge, and then you had like different size, but the problem was a bit, was it too warm in Stralsund that time, or was it more the uneven surface, because you
uh-huh.
had, I remember it was difficult to record,
mm-hmm.
no?
My fridge was not too strong,
it was not cold,
it was
no.
hot weather,
yeah,
going with car, and at
yeah.
some point it melt a bit,
so it was a bit like
mm-hmm.
How did you make the? You made a form and you make the and you gießen. How you say the gießen when you take it like this?
Uh-huh.
You made like this? Or
yes, yes. I
uh-huh.
think it could be something like glass and oil.
Yeah.
Oiled glass and on it chocolate.
Okay.
And later cold and
mm-hmm.
take it away. And you have blank.
Ah, so you you put it on. Okay, oil to separate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I have to show you this, I have to find this for you, because I got a present when we did Turntable Orchestra. Somebody gave me the present, there's a company make a chocolate record manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
You can buy.
Buy?
Yeah. With like Donauwalzer or something on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I
we
have
did
one,
it.
They gave me a
uh-huh.
present, I have it home,
uh-huh.
but I broke, I dropped it and it broke, so I cannot play it anymore.
So,
but
so
a
somebody did it.
Yeah. Well, it was done, but not the way you did it, you know, because for them it's more like promotion object, you know, it's a commercial object, but you did it like manually, but they are not recording directly on it, they make kind of pressure.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they do it.
Maybe just like vinyls.
Yeah, and it's a company, it's a chocolate company, famous Austrian or German chocolate company. For them it's just promotion article, but I will find you, I will send you, or maybe I don't know how to send, but give you the next time when you come to Berlin I will.
And we don't have nothing to eat,
we
eat.
Can eat it. And yeah, because I remember, I mean, because so yeah, then it's like you experiment with Beewox, you experiment with chocolate, with the glass, and a layer of wax. And then you started the aluminium, like this I was really fascinated because it's very thin, and you start to really cut directly into the aluminium also.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound is quite good, no? It's quite...
Difficult to record, and Spitze is going to be very quickly broken.
Yeah.
Also,
uh-huh.
Motor need to be strong.
Yeah.
And it have this his original sound as well, as wax, as shellac.
Mm-hmm. it's more high frequency, more sharp?
I can't say. Okay. So I can't say.
What is the difference? It's the just difference. A unique sound also. Yeah. And then how did you find the... then you built the big table, like the one I saw on the photo, which you will hopefully also bring to...
Plastic Fantastic.
For the Plastic Fantastic. the big one, which is almost the size of this table, no?
Bigger.
Like, bigger even. And it's a windscreen motor from old car.
German, I guess.
Hanomag.
No, maybe Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. So, and then you built the motor underneath, and you can have two or three speeds of the motor? Backward, maybe, also? Or
yes.
Yeah?
If you reverse.
Yeah, so you can listen reverse also.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. And then you build a tone arm yourself?
Tone arm, yeah.
And then the big application for cutting, the cutting unit. And again, the system with the speaker, loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And now what do you use for Spitze? Not anymore the nail. I saw in the last one, because the old one you left in my studio, you use the normal nail attached, glued to the membrane of the speaker. But now I saw your Spitze is much more thin.
Yes, much
more
better after years.
Yeah.
Now I was rebuilding it with more accuracy.
Yeah.
And more beautiful. When I was so very quickly, do this.
It was
very
raw,
fast.
But now it's more...
And now, why not? Why not do this like the best I can?
The Spitze, what is it? Is it a special material?
I think no, like just like steel.
Very hard steel nail.
Not even sure if very hard.
Okay. But thin and very more thin, because the other one was really a nail, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's more sharp.
More sharp.
And then have you made a situation where you can replace the Spitze or no?
Yes. In this it's very easy to replace. And
because
to
sometimes it gets, it's going.
And sometimes, as you know, I was trying a lot without success this time. Because my Spitze was round Spitze, like, Stożek, round, only circle. And after I was recording, problems. Groove is not good enough to keep in one groove.
Yeah. Okay, like skating. Yeah.
Skating. And when I cut, not from behind, from cut, but not symmetrically, like cut a bit like this.
Ah,
with
diagonal, but not symmetrically.
Yes, and started to be okay.
Ah,
little bit, only little bit.
Uh-huh. Ah, interesting. So maybe
it
because
changed
it's too
something.
Symmetric, it changed.
It left maybe wax go away this way. And if not, it was some pressure subject.
Have you looked at the groove of the microphone? With the microscope?
I did, but it is difficult to recognize.
Yeah.
Without cutting everything.
Uh-huh.
Because it is a light problem.
Yeah.
You see it from up, but you don't see it, like, just like cut.
Okay, that's maybe because it's wax or the material.
No. Vinyl is the same thing. You see it from up, you don't see how it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because it's
you
vertical.
You need to cut all.
Yeah, and then you see the... Yeah. And now...
But I could see a Spitze with microscope.
Tell me how you found Pizzi.
I also can't remember why. But maybe I was looking for something on some hobby UK eBay somewhere or shop, and I found plastic thermoplast, low thermoplast plastic.
Yeah,
you can melt. And earlier I was trying to build a vinyl press plant.
Just a second.
I was trying, before I go to Brazil, I was trying to do this kind of plant to press vinyls.
Yeah.
And I buy one big press and started to melt PVC, vinyl, pure vinyl. It was difficult to do it.
Yeah.
And it burned into Sawyer. Like
it burned into acid.
Acid.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's maybe I don't know what is the component, but I can imagine. Yeah.
It is very sensitive to overheating.
Oh man.
And the machine was not really quite good.
Uh-huh.
Need to replace some parts, and I didn't figure out what.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't resolve electroplating systems.
Yeah.
I didn't resolve it.
Okay.
Very expensive nickel and complicated.
Yeah, complicated.
So
process.
I quit it, go to Brazil and quit this idea. But I still have in mind
but
this technology.
But
plastic.
You have a machine, you have a pressing machine.
Yes, very big. Like, I don't know, four tables like this, or five.
Okay, wow.
Long press,
long
and big
press.
Like this.
And you could put in these forms, but maybe you.
60
wow.
tons. Power.
Oh my god, it's electric.
And yes, and you like.
Wow. But so where did you find this? Polish market?
Yes,
or?
yes. It is an old machine to make
buttons.
Or something like this, small plastic.
Okay, so it's not from
details.
Vinyl, it's not from a vinyl
no,
pressing
no, no,
plant,
no.
it's just
no.
a pressing machine. And you will modify
with melting part.
Okay, so it's making the plastic warm. You can fill plastic and then okay, but maybe now with the PCL.
With PCL would be very easy, I think.
Yeah, so you but this is really I think now you found the right material. Now the only step is to find a unique idea in your way to make the mother. You know?
The matrix. Yes, but maybe I will not find it.
No, maybe you make it with Bronx, like an old sculpture, you know? What is Bronx? You know, where they're making goose, you know, in the old sculpture? Something like this, you know, like where you. you will find a way, I'm sure. You will experiment, you will
but
have an idea.
But PCL is perfect.
Yes, totally, because it warm, it melt easy, and it's very easy to press.
And,
so,
and even without pressing, only cutting
yes.
is a very nice character of sound.
But now you have a pressing machine, maybe you can press other objects.
Oh yes. On plastic market.
Yeah. But I like this idea when you cut into these unique white blanks of PCL. It's really beautiful because everyone is a unique object. And but okay, I didn't know. Yeah, you mentioned.
Maybe it would be better to sell it like thousands. 10,000.
And then we will always
not
be
unique, but
every day cutting. No, but what I really, I mean, you mentioned you bought a pressing machine, but I didn't understand. I thought it was an old vinyl pressing thing, but so it's an industrial machine. So you stored it in your atelier place, close to the Ukrainian border.
I'm not sure if I not have photo here.
And.
Or maybe not.
Sounds cool. Okay, so wow, this is. But so the PCL, you say, like it was a. How I say?
Another one? Okay, nothing important.
Yeah. So this was a kind of like a chance discovery, the PCL. And then you immediately understood, oh, this is like fantastic, maybe I can make blanks from this. And I like the way you manufacture them, really like a pizza teig, you know, with this, you make a ball and then you press them. You have tried other materials? except aluminium, chocolate, glass, Bevox, it's a lot actually already. Then the, you have also tried other plastics?
I try, for example, to record on pocztówki dźwiękowe.
Say this again?
Pocztówki dźwiękowe, this old Polish communist pirate music.
Ah, the ones you show me.
You, you can record on it, cut on it.
On the back side.
On the same, side. Because Vestax read until the center.
So you can record in the... Oh, very nice. Yeah, yeah. I have actually a huge collection of those. I have ones here in Warsaw. There's a store. They have a lot of them. I can't remember where it is. Otherwise, I will show you. And I bought a whole box this size. Like half a meter of this stuff. Nobody wanted them. They made very cheap price. And I have this whole box. I love it. I have bootlegs of Slayer, bootlegs of Beatles. Sometimes it looks like a wallpaper, you know, there's some kind of pattern. I love them, they're really great. But you, okay, so yeah, because the Vestax goes into the center. So now, in the old days you used the old gramophone, right? Then you used the, build your own?
When I interchange old gramophone for with Dagna, I give her old gramophone and she give me a...
Record player?
No. Magnetophone.
Ah, okay.
Record cassette stuff.
Yeah.
Marantz. Marantz one. Good one. Very nice.
Yeah.
So
gramophone is gone.
She said, okay, I give you a gramophone when you give me Marantz.
Okay.
And it stopped on this.
Okay, so you use a normal record player then? Because I remember you had a record player in Stralsund, a very simple hi-fi. And then you got the Vestax because it has more power, no?
More power.
I remember you were very
and
happy.
Battery.
Yeah. Because I remember you were very happy in my studio with a strong record player. You remember? Yeah.
Because I was always buying cheapest stuff, broken for 50.
Yeah, but but it doesn't matter, you know, you can make nice stuff with the cheap things.
But I was always very stressed with buying things, or only looking to buy the cheapest.
Okay.
Like this jacket, I also was keeping to buy 1, 2, 3 zloty and didn't look 20.
Like second-hand stuff. So but now when you built this table, it's of course not exactly 33 or 45, but it's very strong motor, no, in this one.
This big one.
You can cut very well, no?
I am afraid not so very well, because it is so huge.
Yeah.
You need so much more power.
Outside. But you could start cutting a bit more inside.
More close to inside, power
is better.
Better.
I have this problem also with the Brevox motor, that the slower I spin it, the less power. The faster it spins, the more power. So if I spin it slow, sometimes it stops because I have pressure of object. And so if I spin it very fast, it has more energy and I can play more with more power with my hands, can be stronger. So I guess, yeah, so it would be probably the same problem with your big table. If you want to record in a very slow speed, you have less power. But if you record faster speed, more power, but then faster, less time. Then you have less time.
Oh, this plate has so much time.
Because it's so big, right? How much is it, like a meter?
70 or 67, 76 maybe.
Centimeter. Diagonal or radius?
Radius.
Wow, it's 1 meter 40.
No radius. All.
All together. Almost going close to a meter. Wow. You have to bring it to Cologne.
And it had 5 legs.
Yeah. And I like this external tone arm. It's very nice. Because you know the old record player in the studios, in the radio studios, they were sometimes only just machine and tone arm was also separated. There's a I don't know if it's a Technics, but there's this old record player, Jan. I saw it at Jan's place.
Uh-huh.
And it is the machine and then the extra toner.
Separate, not vibrating, with motor.
Yeah. So basically it's mainly a motor, and then but very strong motor also. But I think a windscreen motor is strong, no? Yeah. I think these motors, I don't have them anymore from my crazy exploding machine. They were Hanomag motor from windscreen, very old one, very strong. So, yeah, then I mean it's a lot of different materials, but now in a moment you are more interested in the plastic, I guess. But I think it could be, I would be still curious to maybe at some point hear different, to compare maybe same material recorded, you know, like audio material recorded on different blank materials. So how to really see what is the difference of Vox to PCL. Maybe it's not important. And then when you like you bring the puppet, this is more installation. Like the photo I saw, it's an installation in an mm-hmm. exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
But did you also sometimes in the performance have the puppet or
mm-hmm.
with the record player?
Yes.
So what does he do there? He just sits or?
He play.
He play the record player?
No. He play rhythmic.
He plays
section.
The drums.
Mm-hmm. Gong was playing once.
Uh-huh.
Or this.
Yeah, like a shaker.
Maraca.
Uh-huh. Maracas. Uh-huh.
And
then you record him?
I didn't.
He's just playing
on a concert.
Yeah.
Looking with his head, you know.
Yeah.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I switch him, he's moving.
Mm-hmm.
No, more like slowly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, nice. So he's watching you.
We are two.
Band.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like the guy I showed you, Charlemagne, with his animals. You know, they're also part of his band.
I need to see this film, all this interview.
Yes, I will send you the link. I will send you the link. And you should come in October when we play in Wroclaw.
Oh.
Because we come to Wroclaw with him. We will play in the church. He will play organ early October. I will write you about this because I think you will really like this guy. It's very funny. But I send you the interview also, the links and stuff, because it's very nice. Yeah, no, for me it's, I always had a dream to make, to be able to record my own sound on vinyl. But I never managed to go so far to build my own machine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other machine for me is amazing, but it's too high-tech for me. You know, the one Jan uses is
uh-huh.
too complicated for me. I don't understand such complex machine.
Stereo cutter.
Yeah, stereo cutter.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you experienced the... this is a good question. Like, yours is stereo or mono?
Mono.
But why? Because only one...
Mm-hmm.
But
it is only one loudspreaker, and it is mono, but not really mono. Because...
go like this, no?
It go like this.
Yeah.
But going in a plastic or in a wax, it makes not only like this really exact groove,
mm-hmm.
left and right. He sometimes occasionally go... or build a deep 3D pattern, like stereo pattern.
Yeah.
So when you hear in on stereo, you have stereo scratches.
Yeah.
And mono inside, but not always mono.
Okay.
Sometimes with different frequencies, it go more this, more somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Oh, this is very,
it is moving, depend yeah. of how it cut, and uh-huh. it cut who knows how.
Yeah.
How is this going?
You know? Uh-huh. So it can like morph all the time between mono and stereo moments, and then depending on
even
the
you have mono source, yeah. it is stereo output.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because the needle is going in two directions, no?
And for example, yeah. if you have more strong, it go more stereo, or
mm-hmm.
some frequencies can be more mono.
Mm-hmm. Is it the bass which is more mono?
Maybe. But it, you feel, you perceive it like 3D sound.
Yeah.
For sure, scratches, because they can be only there, sometimes only here on left or on right.
Uh-huh.
Separate. But everything plays moving.
Yeah.
Chaotically. And inside this, you have this sound.
Yeah.
It can, it is mostly in the center, but sometimes you can like a
uh-huh.
beat here.
I see. Okay, because I was always wondering, because now how is it? Because in a way it's in between.
Because
the speaker, the membrane receives a stereo signal also, no? And then, but then you transfer it into a direct.
No. It only receives one canal, one loudspeaker.
Ah, because it's only one. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Where mm-hmm. stereo is created is in on spitze and surface.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah. So you would need two membrane, two speaker in parallel
mm-hmm.
to make a stereo,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then put the needle in between, maybe.
No,
no,
only
two needles.
No, only
okay.
one connected
only.
By sides.
Ah. I will find you the speakers, also to repair the one in Berlin. We'll find speaker and then we can repair it. And I will find you speaker. Maybe what you could do is because I have very good store for a single loudspeaker. You can buy all sizes, all power. Just sub bass speaker or just tweeter or full range. It's not expensive.
Uh-huh.
And there's good companies. And you just, what you do is you send me the size of membrane. You know, you
mm-hmm.
if you could
mm-hmm.
measure from how big it is in diameter and also like just the dimension of the speaker. And then I try to find similar one.
Mm.
And then we can easily replace, no? Because there's a store in Berlin you can buy, and there's a company called Visatone, and they make all kinds of different size of speaker. You remember this installation with the sand? It's made like with this kind of component, like one of those speakers. Because
mm-hmm.
they have big one like this
mm-hmm.
for like subwoofer, or they have small one. But you need full range.
Mm-hmm.
Because tweeter only brings high frequencies, but you need full range. But it's no problem. Just finish off.
Don't you think time is fast? Last days.
Yeah, very
yesterday,
fast.
Yesterday, today, morning.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, too fast sometimes.
I perceive much faster than usual.
Yeah. Because we had so nice time, you know,
uh-huh.
talking,
maybe.
Yeah. So now I really look forward to the project we do in May,
mm.
with this process of live recording, Plastic Fantastic, with different machines, and this idea of like then we play with like the sound and all these objects. I will try to modify this title and maybe we can. I will also like try to document Let me see.
Not so bad.
Ah, nice.
Not so bad, eh?
But can I ask you for, is it So the other one, show me.
Like at your...
Ah, yesterday. Ah, nice. And maybe I will ask you for some photos from different processes, you know, like if you have photo from the machine, but I do this by email. Is this okay?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll stop this.